All right, right after the closing jingle, we're going to have a cool interview with Jason Aldean. Love Jason, and we address everything, the controversy over the song and all that stuff. Again, it's right after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one.
That's right.
That's how we get the podcast.
More work.
The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Hi, everybody. I'm back. All right. Okay.
Well, yes. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be a Dallas Cowboy.
Okay, where's the joke? I'm waiting.
Oh, well, knock, knock.
That's our gold this week. I was going, so we asked people they were doing like creative Halloween costume ideas, and literally he's going as the Dallas Cowboys, all of them, I guess.
The Dallas Cowboys do a really cool thing at the at their home field. It's in the concourse area. I think it might... Who doesn't? No one cares. But you can go and you can select the players, your favorite players. I think you can do up to like five. And remember, you had the cameras, and then you go and you stand in a certain spot, and it looks like they come in and get around you and they take a picture. But it's all video.
So they step behind you on the video. So it's like there, and like, it's cool.
It's really
is so cool.
Wow.
And you can pick whoever want you can, you know, and the one guy will be on a knee. You just kind of situate yourself in how the picture
it
is.
It shows you how to stand.
Mm-hmm.
So another use of AI. I get it.
And then it looks like you took a picture with, you know, Dallas Cowboys.
You and Zeke or whomever. Well, mm-hmm. Me and Dak hanging out, whatever.
Yeah, no big deal.
Can you have a picture of intercepting a Dak Prescott pass? I mean, that would be.
All right.
No, you cannot. They would never do that.
After last night's game, Bubba is not pleased.
Still not
so
happy.
As a Saints fan who lived through the lean years in the 80s, and well, I say the 80s, we had an amazing defense. But in the 90s, things kind of went bad.
Stunk?
Again. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the offense was – this is literally that team. We have a great defense and a terrible offense, which is stupid because they have all the weapons in the world, but they don't know what to do with them. It's very frustrating. I watched that game, and I was on my DraftKings app, and I did two different deposits during the game, and then I went, "What am I doing?
What am I doing?"
Yeah, because I lost the first one, deposited, lost that, deposited, and I'm like, "Stop." Spend this on college football where it counts. So I did. I'm like, no more. I'm done with the NFL for this week.
You going? Are you betting on college?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't get into it like you guys. It's mines are wins and losses in big giant crazy parlays that pay out $280,000.
Yeah, that you never hit.
But if it does,
that should settle a lot quicker. But you don't.
I always say if you're going to bet on something, if you're looking for like I'd say easy money, but kind of, you bet on LSU team total over points and Iowa team total under points. If you do that, you will make money every single week.
Hey, you know, we should call Randy Houser. Do you want to try to see if he's available right now? I want to talk
can
about.
Can he promote the movie?
Is that strike still going on?
Yes.
Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's why we didn't have him on.
Are you kidding
Because I was going to have
me?
Us call Randy, but the strike's still going on. The writer's strike was settled, but the actor's strike is not.
Okay, see, that's what I thought. I thought the strike was over. That's true. There was
the writers,
two different ones.
There's two different ones. So, because I knew Randy was in the movie, we were going to have him on, but he can't talk about it. Because that movie, you can call him, but that movie came out today, coming out today.
I'll be, what do they call it whenever you cross the picket lines?
You're a scab.
I'd be a scab actor.
Yeah.
Man, because that's what you're getting with me is literally a scab. We did the Billy Ray show back in the day, and I was terrible. I didn't study. Like, I thought that we were supposed to just show up and be us.
I'm stunned you didn't study.
We were playing radio guys. I'm like, this will be great. Yeah. No, they had lines. We had major scenes.
Yeah, Bubba just showed up.
I'm like, oh, we actually have a script. I didn't know.
Were you there on time?
Yeah, yeah, we got there. We got there way early. Remember, we sat around forever.
Yeah, remember they had.
Ask if both of you. I asked if one was.
No, I think we rode together because we didn't know the parking situation.
I give you a bunch of crap about that, but when you need to be here, you're always here. I just like to give you a hard time about being late.
Was it no answer?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's a bummer. That movie looks amazing. And, Killers of the Flower Moon is what we're talking about.
Yeah, it looks really good.
DiCaprio, De Niro,
and
Scorsese.
Randy Houser looks like a bad guy. Like, you're watching this and you're like, this is not Randy. Randy's so goofy and happy-go-lucky that...
It's your time, Ricky!
Yeah. It's your time, Ricky.
That's a different movie. Yeah,
that's from The Hill.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that, but
yeah, he got into acting during COVID stuff.
Yeah, why not? You know, good for him.
Yeah, yeah, and should be good. I get to buy a new engine for my son's car.
Oh, what kind of car?
Mustang.
Mm. Are you going with the standard whatever they had in it before? Or are you going to do a swap?
I'm just going to do a crate engine and throw it in there. But yeah, it was like. He was like, "Yeah, I think my car's running rough. It is running rough. I thought it was just going to be it sounded like a clutch when I took it to my guy." He's like, "Yeah, we'll take a look at it." Blah, blah, blah. He says, "Yeah, they get in there and he's like, you know, let's do a tune up on it." They start looking. He goes, "Yeah, your one cylinder isn't even working.
Also, it was just dead.
It was just low power. It just wasn't all that." And he says, "We started it up and we're kind of testing it, and all of a sudden the engine goes and just ceased."
Ooh.
Yep. Yep. So.
Is that the one that your dad gave him?
No. No, that's one that he bought, actually.
Oh, wait. Which one did he back into the tree with?
The
first one?
The first one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And he told me that. Oh, what did he say? I forget. I was like, no, you ran into a tree. You backed into a tree. He was like, I don't know what happened. Yeah, I'm telling you what happened. You backed into a tree.
That's you know what happened.
They're so
very obvious.
I got so upset. You know, I hate when people park over the line. You know, like in a parking lot.
Over the line.
Yeah, when they're across, like if they pull too far forward and they screw up the person on the other side of the parking space.
It's annoying.
That is very annoying. Yeah. So sometimes I get that little venom. I'm like, I'm going to park so close they won't be able to open their door. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I did that, and somebody opened their door and got in, and yet they still hit my car a little bit.
Yeah.
I did it to be a smarty, and...
It's called karma.
Well, I was,
how'd that work out for you?
It didn't work out well.
Yeah.
I knew, you know, that's, once again, don't road rage. And I wasn't, this was parking lot etiquette 101.
It was parking
and
lot like, rage.
It wasn't even rage. I was just like, I'll show you. You don't know how to park. I'm going to park so close to you. You're going to stop parking like an idiot. No, they just hit my car.
That's what happens, man.
I don't necessarily blame them for that.
Well, I do because they couldn't park.
Yeah, but then you decided you were going to squeeze them.
I know. I know. Two wrongs don't make a right.
That's right. This is not a victimless crime here.
is next weekend Halloween?
Next week.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah. It's Tuesday after
This coming week, the next weekend, like a week from today. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, remember, I'm not going to be in the studio on Friday because I will be in El Paso with two of my buds from middle school and high school because we're going to White Sands to the National Monument out there.
Yeah.
And we're going to go. They've never seen it, you know, on a regular day, but next weekend is a full moon. And it's the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. I've talked about this 100 times over my life. There's cool things I've seen. I've traveled the world. I've done all kinds of stuff. America has some of the coolest crap you'll ever see on Earth. There's only 2 deserts of its kind. It's a gypsum desert. It's not made out of like a silica-based sand like you get at the beach. It's different. It's crushed rocks from millennia. And some of these dunes are 60 to 90 feet high. The sand is so white, it looks like salt. It's amazing. But the cool thing is, literally cool, temperate, is that it could be 130 degrees out. The sand doesn't get hot. So you can walk around barefoot in the middle of the summer, in the middle of the desert. It's the craziest. And if you put your hand into the sand, it's actually cold.
Yeah, the only problem is you're in the middle of the desert when it's 130 degrees everywhere else.
Right, but you're just... You're experiencing it. But it's cool because you're going to go, we're going to go and we're getting little sleds and everything. And we're just going to be act like a bunch of 15-year-olds again. And then when the sun sets, it's a full moon, which, you know,
so we've all naked.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's when we're going to do the incantations and we're going to pull out our crystals.
Weren't already? I didn't know. Are y'all, how soon do you get naked?
Probably at about 6:45. It just depends on how many tourists are around.
AM.
You know? No, but so like, you know, you've been around snow on a full moon, how bright everything is.
Very
you're like,
bright.
Wow, it's so bright. The difference with White Sands is because it's just undulating dunes. There's
it's
nothing.
What?
Like the dunes.
Likes, that's his word. He likes to say undulating.
I do.
Spell it.
U-N-D-U-L-A-T-I-N-G.
I have no
undulating.
Idea. So I just,
he's a really good speller.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, he's really good.
I have no idea if he was right.
I'm better if I'm writing it down. Yeah. But yeah, so anyway, but there's nothing to break up the glow. So, you know, on a snow day or whatever, you walk around, you get trees and houses and cars and all this stuff going on. And it just looks like everything was snow. In the desert, it's just these rolling sand dunes. And when you get that glow, it looks like you're walking in the clouds. It literally looks like you're standing in heaven. And it's one of the craziest, coolest things I've ever seen. I haven't been out there on a full moon since the 90s. So I'm super stoked to go back and do that. And I highly suggest, if you are listening to this podcast or watching on YouTube or whatever, that you try to make a trip out to White Sands National Monument. There's another full moon coming up in December. Do it. It's crazy. Same thing with Mosquito Bay in Puerto Rico. It's a bioluminescent bay. And you put your hand in the water, and it glows. It does, it looks like you're living in Avatar.
That's it.
It's crazy. Like, the Earth is crazy. Mm-hmm. And here in America, we have a lot of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So just check it out. You never know. And it goes back to being a tourist in your own town, too. How many times you people say stuff and, they go, and you go, oh, yeah, but that's a tourist thing. I would never do that.
Oh, yeah. Said that many times.
It's so easy to take stuff for granted. And I highly suggest every once in a while, you know, whether family is in town visiting or not, just go do the tourist stuff. Because there's a reason tourists come to see it.
Yeah.
Because it's cool.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just thinking, I'm not going to go walking down Broadway.
Yeah, I'm not getting on a party bus.
I'm not going to do
I'm
a pedal
talking about
no
wherever. I'm
scooters.
Talking about wherever
What'd
you are.
Say? Bird scooters.
Birds.
Oh,
those oh
yeah, those Razor scooters. Yeah,
yeah. I want to do that.
Bubba hates that we're just crapping on his idea.
No, I'm just saying,
like
wherever you
no,
are.
You're right.
You know, I mean, if
I need
you're...
to go to the Parthenon because I've never actually been in the Parthenon.
No. You've no. never?
No.
You've never met Athena?
You're fine.
How really? Oh, see, I love that's one of my favorite things. If
haven't gone out
comes,
to the Hermitage, haven't done that.
Really?
No.
Andrew Jackson's place. No. The wallpaper was hung by him.
I've done Cheekwood. That was fun. Cheekwood was nice.
That's one I've never done. It's the weirdest thing because my kids would go all the time, but they would go during the day, so Ooh. Nobody ever would take me because I was working.
Yeah. But there's a lot of Nashville related things I haven't done yet because I just went tours.
Yeah, tourists. I get it. But you know what? You just find like a day in the middle of the day, like in the middle of the week when there's less tourists and you can go and
y'all
check out
hot
the cool
chicken.
Stuff. Yeah.
Well, I almost didn't make it home one day when I tried it. First time I tried it. Honey, you want what do you want? I said just mild. I don't think that was mild.
It never is. I Comedian mean, TJ Miller was talking about that today. About he went to Hattie B's before his set last night and was having the hot chicken.
Yeah. You don't do that.
He was also talking about how you shouldn't touch certain body parts if you've just touched the hot chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And that goes for a lot of things.
I mean, that's not just the nethers, but it's also your nose,
don't
your
rub
eyes,
your eyes,
ears,
mouth.
Yeah. Dude, like ghost peppers. See, Indian restaurants do that, though. They'll have...
those have swear words. I can't put that on the camera.
Yogurt or they'll do... Yeah, he's got... Yeah. Like at an Indian restaurant, you'll have yogurt whenever you order something super spicy.
Yeah.
Because yogurt and milk and all that will calm down the... What is it? Capsaicin? What is the stuff?
Yeah, I think you're right. Capsin?
Capsin, whatever it is. Yeah.
That stuff smells nasty.
Which it's one? Not bad.
Which one is that?
The ghost pepper.
Oh, I like
the TJ Miller ghost pepper hot sauce.
Oh, it smells really...
It's pretty good, but it's got a long-lasting kick on it, though.
You like hot stuff?
I don't, but Bubba said, I want you to try all these, so I did. I tried a little bit of them. So the I like to say chipotle, but the chipotle hot sauce, a little smoky. It's good smoky flavor.
A lot of smoky I found.
Yeah, and...
Very thick.
the Extreme Gangster Heat.
That was my favorite one.
Which I actually thought was the best one, too. It's not super hot. It's not too bad.
It's right. It's good. It's got a good thing going. And then the ghost pepper was surprisingly sweet.
But, y'all, try his peanut butter line, the TJ Miller peanut butter line. I was stunned how good it was.
Yeah, it's really good.
And like, he sat here and mixed it all up for us for 10 minutes.
Yeah, people don't know is that he came back. Yeah. After the interview, he came back because he said, I'm not going to send this to you Monday. I'm going to give it to you now. So they actually went back to the comedy club. And the person that was with him unlocked it because she can, because she works there. He went and got the products and then came back over here.
Yeah, just off the road.
And just hung out here for like 45 minutes.
I thought it was great. I mean, TJ Miller, if you've never seen, like, he was Deadpool's best friend.
Yes.
He was in, like, Terminator, Age of Extinction. He was
Silicon Valley's the other big one.
Silicon Valley, he's the guy who owns the house that they all live in. Oh, my gosh. He's so great in that. Like, he's the perfect jerk in that show.
But you see his character in Deadpool? That's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
That's who was hanging out.
Yeah.
Fun. So, what are the name of it? Is it, what is it, peanut butter? I know we kept saying peanut butter, but is that actually how it's labeled?
It is... TPB&J.
TPB&J.
Peanut better.
Okay, so if you Google...
It is peanut better.
Okay, so if you Google peanut better, you'll be able to find it. It was really good, man.
It was good.
The Rice Krispie Treats one was the sweetest one. That was like a dessert. It was like... You know how like whenever edible cookie dough came out, and I would be like, oh my God, this is great. That's kind of how I feel about that one with the Rice Krispies in it. It's very edible cookie dough. You would not think peanut butter. You think dessert.
Yeah. I might just keep that one in the office. Yeah.
Well, yes. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be a Dallas Cowboy.
Okay. Where's the joke? I'm waiting.
Oh. Well, knock, knock.
And that's it.
That was it.
Y'all have no idea some of these callers and texters.
We have the best people. No, oh my gosh. I have a friend who does a radio show. And
yeah, he's right there.
No. I have another friend who does a radio show. And dude, I don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
There was something I thought was really cool, and then I went, am I flattered or is this, I don't know.
Do you think they ripped you off?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. But 100%. Do you think it was an homage or just a straight ripoff?
I don't know because I always go back to, you know, 14, 15-year-old Bubba first getting into radio and kind of doing the stuff that other people are doing. Because you emulate the people that you respect. And I thought it was so cool because he literally said something about his 17 listeners.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean,
there's
like,
a lot of numbers, man. Pick another.
There's a lot of numbers.
That may have been, I want to look at it from the bright side, though.
Then in the comments, well, I'm not one of your 17, but I da 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 da. Yeah. I was like, and it was like all the 17 stuff. And I'm like, man, that is really flattering that somebody in radio is stealing from us.
Yeah.
Like, I know that sounds crazy because we were the kids. Yeah. Yeah. But it was just, I was completely like,
do you still talk to this person?
Oh, yeah. We talk on a semi-regular basis, a couple times a month.
Just put 17, thumbs up emoji. You're good.
I did. Yeah. I put 17 with a bunch of exclamation points behind it. I was like, yeah, I'll be cool. Let him know I see it. Yeah. And then he'll think, okay, that's cool that he sees it. I don't know. I was like, man, that.
And then after we're done, give me the person's number, and I'll let them know that you think they're ripping them off. You know, that they're ripping you off.
Well, you know, I was flattered. I really was. I thought that was the coolest thing. Besides, we have the service mark on it,
and we paid a lot of money for all that.
We had to. We literally had to kind of wrestle with NASCAR because any number NASCAR owns. Like, if you want to say 31. Well, that's probably Baskin-Robbins, but let's say 24. NASCAR owns that number. So if you want to put the number 24 on a T-shirt or whatever.
I'm trying to think 17. Was that Matt Kenseth back in the day? I'm trying to remember.
So we had to literally work out deals and everything. It was just very strange. They obviously want to protect their their property.
Yeah.
And those numbers are the property of NASCAR.
Like three is iconic because of.
Absolutely. You know, yeah, you're not going to get three on anything.
43, which was Richard Petty.
And then I remember we had talked about doing just the word 17, but that's a magazine.
That's a magazine.
I mean, there was all kinds of stuff. So we were able to work everything out, and everybody was super, super cool. But yeah, we spent a lot of money to have that 17 out there, and you know, here it is on my mind.
You know what your lawyer called that? Billable hours.
That's right.
15-minute minimum for everything. not even 15. What is it, like 18 or 16? It's some odd number they always do.
We try to stay away from them.
I pulled up the number 17 drivers through the years at NASCAR. And Darrell Waltrip.
I was going to say DW. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, he was. Ralph Earnhardt.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. I guess that was.
That's going way back.
Yeah. Bill Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
That was number 17. Sterling Marlin.
Wow.
Columbia,
some
Tennessee.
Fantastic drivers.
Yeah, Sterling
though.
Marlin. How about that? Got a lot of Daytona victories in this number right now.
Ricky Stenhouse?
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., yeah, who just won Daytona last year, I think.
And currently is Chris Buescher?
Buescher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. He's pretty good.
You know, it's weird.
That's a good number. There's a good history with that
number. I need to get back into NASCAR.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird. I stopped watching NASCAR because we were into it. Like, we used to do NASCAR segments on the show. But I really stopped watching probably about 2018, 2019.
I still do updates on my old station.
And really?
Yeah, twice a week.
When did Dale Jr. retire? Because it was shortly after that.
That's been a few years ago now because he was having concussion issues. And I think he's actually racing this weekend in the Xfinity series. Sorry, all the ladies listening to the podcast dropping out right now. But yeah. But
there's a lot of ladies who are into that.
He still does a few races from time to time.
Yeah. It was probably right around 2018.
That sounds right.
That's crazy. Yeah. So I need to start getting into it again. I think I would, you know, I've never been.
Well, next race is Sunday at 1:30. You don't have to watch the Saints, so you can watch that on Sunday.
I've never been to a race.
Oh, not even here in town?
No. I've done the lower series. I don't even know what it is now.
It used to be Busch series back
in
the day.
Right, it was Busch.
Now
I didn't know
Xfinity.
Okay, yeah. So I've done those series. I've just never gone, like, to a big race ever. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, I've supposed to have gone to Talladega like 8 times, but I've never done it. Same thing with Daytona, same thing. Something always comes up.
I want to go to Indianapolis. I want to do that once. I'm going to go to Indianapolis once.
For
I want to go to
race?
Daytona once. For the Indy 500.
Yeah.
I got to do that once. And then go to the Daytona 500. I've been to the track. I've toured the track. But actually 2 weeks before the Daytona 500. But, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been either. I've never been.
See, I love, like, I've been to a ton of Indy races, like IndyCar races, a ton of those. But
yeah,
never
used to have IndyCar
NASCAR
races here in Nashville, too. I've been to that. Yeah,
we used to go. Crazy.
A lot of fun.
You got any jokes?
And now Super Funny Schaefer. That's my favorite, like, little recurring bit we have since
your
you joined
idea.
The show. Yeah, but it's
that's right.
Yeah, it was your idea.
Maybe that's
that's my favorite idea. That's my favorite bit that we did.
Because you came into the office and was like, hey, what about if we do? Okay, cool.
It's a great bit. It's just funny because it's so awkward and hilarious. And like dad jokes and puns and all that kind of stuff. There's a beautiful thing about it. Well, it's an art form.
According to D, awkward fits me, so it's perfect. I am the perfect person for that segment.
100%. 100%.
I'm not even offended by that.
I know you're doing it on. I know you're doing it for clown.
Yeah,
who was that?
What?
Doing it for clown.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Oh, stop. What? I'm not even going to tell you.
Doing it for clown. It's the old ball coach, right?
Uh-huh. Where'd he coach at?
Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's right.
Lou Holtz.
Lou Holtz, yes.
So you said Notre Dame. Had that.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, this is Lou Holtz from ESPN, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba. I don't know why.
Thanks, Coach.
That's great.
You're awesome.
You're the best.
I threw the last one in just for clown.
I used to do a Lou Holtz impression. I don't know if it's any good, but I've done it.
Let's hear it.
Have you done it?
Oh, come on, guys. I mean, seriously, you know, I'm on the show with Big D and Bubba.
So I just take his lisp and basically just talk on my tongue the entire time.
It's pretty good.
And so I do the Lou Holtz.
You did it for clown.
You got to do it for clown.
You got to do it for clown.
Got to do it for clown.
Jason Aldean spent some time with us. We're going to play that now. But it was really interesting to get his take on all this, the, you know, the craziness with try that in a small town, and to hear it straight from him, you know, he's always so honest about it. And it was just really interesting. I thought good, just really good interview.
Are that, we ready for
that's,
that?
That's the cue, Bubba.
Oh, well, I was I was going to ask if, okay, are we done?
I know.
You got to get going.
What you get? No, if you got something else.
No, that was it. We're good. Well, yes, what are you going to be for Halloween?
It works.
I'm going to be a Dallas Cowboy.
Okay, where's the joke? I'm waiting.
Oh, knock, knock.
So great.
This was the podcast.
It's funny
now
every time.
It's over, but that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show. On the radio next. Every day.
It was
the podcast.
Knock, knock.
Jason Aldean in the studio. What's up, man? You been doing anything lately? What's been?
Just on the road, man.
No,
on the road in the middle of the Highway Desperado tour. We got like two more weeks of this thing, and we wrap up for the year. So
I saw you with playing with Toby the other night.
Yeah, man, it was so fun. We had a show in Oklahoma City, and Toby came out during the day and hung out just for a little bit and, you know, talked. And
how's he doing?
He's good, man. He, you know, seems to be in good spirits. And, you know, he came out that night, jumped on stage, played, and hung out for a couple hours after the show, just talking and cutting up, telling stories. Like, he seemed to be doing good. You know, yeah. I know he's going through, you know, all the stuff he's going through and has been for a couple years, and I know it's been rough on him, but, you know, he seemed to be in good spirits and you know, looked as good as I guess you can look.
Toby was always one of my favorites because he didn't care. You know what's also interesting? Like, I think about, he had a song called 35 Mile an Hour Town or whatever. What is that was it, right? 35 Mile an Hour Town?
Something like 30 Mile an Hour.
Anyway, that was basically Try That in a Small Town, but 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And Toby got no hate. And I always thought whenever that, you know,
different time in our country.
It was.
Different time.
But I'm like, that's basically the same song, and nobody was mad then.
Oh, my God, there's nobody songs have been out like that? There's been countless songs out like that.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me started on it. you know, I mean, that's the thing. 10 years ago, a song like that would have been like, you know, applauded. You know, now it's just everything. You know, everybody is so easily triggered by everything these days. Whatever side you're on, like you're easily triggered. People are just so sensitive to everything now, and it's like you say anything, and people just lose their mind.
But that was the best thing for that song. I mean, it blew up because of that. There was people were like, "If you don't play this song, I'll never listen to your radio station." I mean, it was crazy.
Well, all the stuff that happened with that song. You know, it was definitely something that I didn't expect. I mean, I thought the song would start a conversation, which is what I hoped it would do. Because, I mean, I think anybody that looks at what's going on with our country the last couple of years, few years, you know, and really open-mindedly looks at it with some common sense, it's like, man, this is wild. This is really crazy. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just not okay with that.
It's also bigger than politics. It doesn't matter if you're left or right or center or
that's
whatever.
The thing. It doesn't matter if you're left or right. I mean, right is right and wrong is wrong, period. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, in my mind, that's how I look at it. Forget what side of the fence you stand on. You know, people doing this, breaking in, stealing people's stuff, you know, spitting in cops' face, all that. That stuff is wrong. I don't care how much you want to debate it with me, it's just wrong.
Right.
And so I thought it would start a conversation. You know, the video, I wanted to, I remember thinking my idea for the video was, you guys probably remember this, the We Didn't Start the Fire Billy Joel video back in the day. You know, it's like that was kind of my template of what I kind of wanted to go for. And once that video came out, man, it just... things exploded, and then all of a sudden everybody's going, oh, I think it means this, and I think it means, oh, he's saying this.
It's, oh, he filmed it at this place. You know what happened there?
Hannah Montana!
You know what the funny, the courthouse they made such a big deal about, and, you know, it was like, dude, that's my county courthouse. That's where I go to get my car tags. You know what I mean? It's it's 5 minutes from my house or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why we filmed it there. It was for convenience. But, you know, obviously everybody's going to make up their own stories about whatever. And so it was just wild.
I thought about you. Like, were you just, like, keeping your head down? I know we sent a text. It's kind of like, hey, hang in there. But were you just, like...
I think for the first couple of days, like, you know, once it came out and so everybody on social media got to... have an opinion and they're talking about it on The View and all that kind of stuff and, you know, already creating their narrative for what they think it is. There was a couple days there where I was like, uh-oh. But, you know, I also, like, I mean, I always said, man, like, you know, when I do something like that, I mean, I feel like I'm on the right side of it, right? Like, I feel like I'm, and I'm, maybe everybody does, I don't know, but I feel like, you know, the way I'm speaking, I feel like there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way I do that are just, yep, like, scared to say anything because they may lose a job or they may do whatever.
Sure.
And so, you know, I think after a couple of days, you kind of started to see, like, the tides turn a little bit, and it was like people are on there going, I don't get it. Like, I don't get what the big deal is about it. And I'm like, yep, all right, here we go.
And
it,
that was the thing, is when I saw people from both sides of the fence saying, what's wrong with this?
Yeah.
You know, when you listen to the messaging, what's wrong? And that's when people kind of went, yeah, that's,
if you want to, if you want to hear it, understand it, and get it, you're going to. And if you don't want to get it and you want to draw some other conclusion because it makes you feel better about the way you think, then that's what you're going to do. And if that's the case, like, I'm, you're never going to see my point. So there's no point in me arguing with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but, you know, I love the song. I was, you know, really excited to cut that song. And it's been a long time since I cut a video that I was, you know, excited about and thought that actually meant something. And so, for that reason, you know, I was extremely proud of the song, the video, and proud of what it's done. And you know, if somebody saw something other than what I was trying to say in there, then I don't know, maybe go watch it again.
We have video and audio of Jason just days after it came out. It was
uh-oh,
nothing. This was his
phone just blowing up.
Was it just nonstop?
Oh,
was your
my
phone
God,
just going
dude,
stupid?
It was people losing their minds, and even my camp was like, nobody knew what to do.
Right.
It's like, just like with comedy, you know, people can twist intent any way they want. And it's not our, it's your job to put the content out there and to make the statement or make the joke or whatever. It's not your job to interpret how people are going to receive it.
For sure. And I think the problem we have now is just, you know, in mainstream media and in social media, you know, everybody gets to have an opinion on whatever you do. And so once, you know, a narrative starts to get twisted around or this person says whatever, then you got all these people on social media that jump on that bandwagon and start reposting things.
And
they don't even know what it means, right? Like
they
haven't even taken the time to listen to it or even try to understand. It's just like, oh, well, I agree with that person and they don't like it, so now I don't like it, or I do, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I just, you know, I don't base my decisions on those kind of things. It's like, man, that's how I feel. I feel like there's a lot of other people that think the way I do, and a lot of them, you know, won't speak up for fear of whatever it is.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm an artist, man. Like, this is my art. This is what I do. This is how I express myself. And I remember going to the label and saying, man, I can give you guys another song that's right down the middle, you know, another just radio candy song.
Yep.
I'm like, but at this point in my career, I just, you know, to do songs that actually kind of mean something, you know, these kind of things don't come along very often. And so it was important to me to put that song out, especially at this time. And it's just never ending. Like, look at, you know, what's going on now over in Israel and Palestine with all that stuff. And so it's just like a never ending thing. It's tired to me at this point. It's like, get it together already.
Yeah. And well, Honky Donk, but Donkey Donk was already cut.
Yeah. So
couldn't do that one.
Yeah.
Who was the coolest person that reached out to you, to text you and go,
me?
Hey, man, hang in there.
I don't know. There was a lot. You know, there was a lot of.
Anyone surprise you?
I, to be honest, man, I can't even remember because it was, like you said, it was just kind of nonstop for a few days. But, you know, it was a lot of country artists and, you know, just people that I've met over the years, people that know me and know the deal. So, but, you know, it's again, a lot of them will call me and be like, hey, you know.
But they don't want to say it outside.
Right.
Out public.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's kind of where we are right now. So it's like, yeah, you know, I appreciate the text. And, you know, I kind of wish more of you guys would say something. But
you know, you can put this in a tweet.
Yeah. Right. Instagram it.
Yes.
But, you know, it's fine. I mean, it's like I said, I get it to an extent.
Do you make a list? Did you make a list of the people who didn't come out?
I could go back and read through my texts.
Got to, of course, try that in a small town. Working on the new album, which is going to be coming out, Highway Desperado. What's going to be on that one?
I think we got 14 songs on that record, and really cool, man. I mean, I know everybody says this when they make an album. It's like, oh, man, this record is one of my favorites. This thing is really cool. I don't know. We've just kind of hit a new stride, I feel like, from the time we cut the last album, where we just kind of got locked in. I started jumping back in, writing a little bit for this album, too. So I got, I think, 3 songs on the album that I wrote. And I don't know, it just kind of felt like we were really getting locked in on just a cool sound, different sound. And I think this many years in recording this many albums, it gets kind of hard to reinvent yourself sometimes, you know what I mean? Like when you've done it that much. And so I feel like this is kind of an album that allowed us to do that a little bit. And
is there anything that makes you uncomfortable about it? Like I remember whenever we first talked to you, whenever Dirt Road Anthem came out, you were like, yeah, I didn't really feel good rapping at first.
Yeah, I mean, that was weird just because it was such a different song. You know, I think people listen to, you know, what's happened, you know, songs that have been out since then. And it doesn't seem that different now, but at the time it was a big leap.
And it was a different thing for you to do.
Yeah, for sure. And so, you know, that was something that was kind of a roll of the dice for me. But I think on this album, it's just more like the songs are really cool and different, you know, melodically, just sonically, everything. It's kind of a new, it's like familiar, but not the same. You know what I mean? It's like familiar, but it's almost like a, like this second phase of like what we're going to be getting into and doing. And so it's a little different too. And I think, like I said, man, it's hard when I think this is our 11th album and it's like, man, how do we keep being different? You know,
it's us, but be different, a new version of us.
And I feel like we kind of accomplished that with this record. So I'm excited to get it out there and people check it out.
Is Try This in a Moderately Sized Town? Is that in there? Is that
that's going to be on the next album.
It's going to be the new one. Yeah. Try That in a Really, Really Big Town. That would be a great one, too. Like that one. Or how about You Can Get Away with This in a big town? Yeah. And it's like all the dumb things people do in big towns.
Do this in a big town. Yeah. Like keep it over there.
Yeah. You can do that. You can do that in a big. This thing is it's writing itself. Bubba was asking earlier if Britt was coming by. Did you bring her?
He never brings her. We never.
She doesn't like you guys.
Is that what it is? Hey, look, I understand. That's fine. No, it's just like you've never brought her by. Out of all these years, dude,
really?
We've known you forever.
Yeah.
You've never brought anybody by. Well, you've never even brought one of the kids by. You've never brought any like family at all. Where's mom?
Are you ashamed?
Well, so Memphis started kindergarten this year.
What?
So she's got to take him to school and you know do all that kind of stuff. So somebody's got to do that while I'm out here talking to you guys.
Oh yeah. All right.
Yeah. Is he like all in? Is he like?
No, he hates it.
100%. Oh, really?
Yeah. He doesn't dig it at all.
Oh.
So every day he's like, we're like, all right, man, you got to go to school. And he's like, really today? And I was like, yeah, today, man. And so he goes, what time am I getting out? You know, he wants to know when he's getting out before he even gets there. It is my kid. Trust me,
early though to have started that at kindergarten is crazy. Like I loved kindergarten. I even liked first grade.
I never liked school at all. I never liked it at all.
Even the young, dumb stuff you didn't care for?
No. I mean, I like going and hanging out with my friends and playing ball.
Nap time was where
like
I was at.
Extracurricular stuff, but the actual going to class and going to school, like, that sucked.
You going to keep him in? Are you going to homeschool?
I don't know. We're kind of doing a little bit of both right now because we travel and they travel with me. We spend a lot of time in Florida, too, down there at our house. So it's kind of where we can do both a little bit. And
sense for a lot of artists.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, man. You don't want to be kind of locked down.
And also, I'm not saying that you should teach. My God.
Oh, you don't want me to teach him, bro.
This would be the dumbest kid ever. No. You know, you cannot
teach. He'd be the most street smart kid ever.
Oh, yeah.
But the dumbest book smart kid.
Oh, yeah. You know? He'd look good on stage. You know, he could sing. Yeah,
he'd be like a world traveler. He'd be cool.
Yeah.
He may not know what 2 + 2 is.
The only problem with homeschool kids, though, is that mom needs a break, too. And I just, my heart goes out to all the homeschool parents because they're just always constantly in mom or dad mode.
Well, that's the thing, man. It's like you can't wait for your, you know, it's like sad when your kids go to school, but then when they finally go, you're like, man, I got like a whole day to myself to do something all of a sudden, you know?
That's right.
So if you got to stay home and teach, it's just like, oh, that's a nightmare.
Check Jason out online and on the tour, plus the new album, Highway Desperado, coming out on the 3rd of November. Looking forward to hearing
that. Is the pre-order for that available yet?
Yes, it is. Should be on iTunes and all that kind of stuff, wherever you get your music. where everybody
should be. I think it's at Dollar General. You can get it.
I don't know. Do people even buy them anymore? Do they even pre-order them anymore?
Do like the preload where it like loads onto their phone or whatever.
Gotcha. So it's a weird thing. It should be able to do that somewhere.
Jason Aldean, everyone. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you guys having me, man.